Proclaiming Connecticut as UTC's Aerospace Center for Innovation, the conglomerate is promising a new corporate headquarters and a new engineering center of excellence for Pratt & Whitney in East Hartford. It will also create a new training center at UTC Aerospace Systems in Windsor Locks, and new labs and other infrastructure at the United Technologies Research Center. CEO Louis Chenevert.
The investment we're making today will ensure Pratt, Sikorsky, UT Aerospace, and the systems in Connecticut share the benefits of all the future growth, basically, of this global market.
The growth he's talking about is in the commercial aerospace market, which is expected to see a huge boom as airlines retool with newly efficient engines and other technology. UTC has committed to keep Pratt & Whitney in Connecticut for at least 15 years and to keep its helicopter maker Sikorsky in the state for at least 5 years.
This agreement really supports Connecticut in ways that won't be seen for many years, but people look back a decade or two from now and say, wow, this was the moment, this was the day when it all happened.
The company has committed to invest $500 million in its facilities here. Under the agreement, the state will allow UTC to exercise tax credits it's already built up. The conglomerate can exchange $20 million in tax credits each year, up to a maximum of $400 million. Governor Daniel Malloy.
I know that some people wish we weren't in competition with other states for jobs, but the reality is that we have been in competition with other states for jobs for decades. The only difference is that we were more frequently losing those competitions than winning them. That has changed.
The tax credit agreement between the state and the corporation will require approval by the legislature. Malloy says this agreement is important not just for UTC itself, but for its network of smaller suppliers.
United Technologies, as you all know, is our state's largest employer. And it's not only making a commitment to staying and investing billions in Connecticut, they are also making a commitment to the thousands of suppliers that help them accomplish their mission.
UTC directly employs more than 22,000 people in Connecticut. The state estimates this investment may indirectly affect as many as 75,000 jobs. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.